T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, Mike Leach is one of Stoney's favorites because Mike Leach usually provides sound.
Yes.
And he's, of course, the head coach of Washington State, famously the former head coach of Texas Tech. And he's been on kind of a weird roll lately where he's just, I don't know, each week when he has his little press briefing, it's almost like the writers set him up and he just knocks
right.
him down.
Exactly. They ask him something that's kind of usually non-football related or something like that. I just wish he was more, I don't know, not verbose, but more exciting in his speech pattern.
He's got kind of a weird delivery.
Yes, he does.
So he was asked this week, essentially, who would win a free-for-all battle royale if you had all the Pac-12 coaches?
I'm trying to think through them. Based on their players, Kyle would be. I mean, those guys hit you as hard as anybody in the conference. Plus, he's in good shape. Okay, so let's see. We got Kevin. Then Herm Edwards is in great shape. Let me think. Am I missing anybody? And I don't really care if they get ticked off. Because actually, privately, I think I would. But we're going to be more modest than that. I'm going to say Kyle or Herm for sure.
Kyle Whittingham, of course, coaches Utah. Herman mm-hmm. Edwards coaches Arizona State. I would have thought Clay Helton at USC. He seems like a guy. Or Mario Cristobal in mm-hmm. Oregon.
So, I mean, it raises the obvious question. Yeah. Who would win in the Big Ten?
Yeah.
Okay. Who would win a free-for-all
battle royal
in the Big Ten if you included all 14 coaches?
Last man standing.
Now, if you'd like to chime in on that, 248-539-9797. Stoney, you were on vacation this summer, but we came up with a topic. I forget how it came up.
Madden glitches.
Madden glitches. And who was it? Was it Adrian Peterson?
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell, who did disappear from the game, who could somehow transport himself from behind the line of scrimmage to the end zone. And then we said, well, if he had that superpower, he'd be the best player in football.
Yeah.
And then that led to, well, what superpower would be the best one to have in a football team? And it led to me, Greg, Leach, who was in for you, and Paul doing a superhero draft.
Wow.
So who would be the best football team? And I think I won. But anyway, so what we're going to do now is we're going to do a draft. No, not a superhero draft. Of the 14 Big Ten coaches, who would win a free-for-all battle royale, winner take all? Okay?
Yeah.
We drew before the show to see who got to pick. Paul Sarah will pick first. I will pick second. Stoney will pick third. And Greg will pick fourth. There are, of course, not an even number of coaches for the four of us, since there's 14 coaches. So Stoney and Greg, having the last two picks in the draft, will end up with an extra guy each. Should we just go ahead and say one of them will be Kirk Ferentz?
No.
No, okay. You don't know how the draft's going to go. All right, so, Paul, you have the first pick of all the Big Ten coaches. Go.
Well, this is going to break your heart, Jamie, but I'm going to go with Pat Fitzgerald.
Fitz.
He seems like a guy that could fight, defensive player, obviously, and honestly, he's the most intimidating-looking Big Ten coach, so he's the pick.
Really? Okay. I mean, I love the pick. Don't get me wrong. Fitz is, he looks like he could still play. Fitz has packed on the pounds a little bit. He's a little bit thicker over the years as he's gone on. But that's a fine, fine pick. All right, I'm going to go with one of the, I don't even know if he's more controversial. In fact, I don't even think he's long for this conference because I think he'll be introduced as the head coach at Louisville in January. I'm going to go with Purdue head coach Jeff Brohm. He is a little bit older, but I think he's insane. I think there's something wrong with him, and I think that would come in handy in a battle royal.
Good
pick. So I'm going with Jeff Brohm.
I mean, after you take those two guys, because I think they were far and away the top two picks, it's one of those drafts where you know, you don't want to tank too bad because there's nothing else out there after the first two. So I'm going to go with the competitive fire, a guy who just wants to win at everything he does, and that'll be Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, you suck up.
No, I have my plans for who I'm taking next.
Oh, you've planned ahead?
Oh, yeah, I planned ahead.
Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
I don't know. When you watch him run onto the field and walk, it looks like he's a little bit beat up. You know what I mean? Like, he's taken a lot of hits over the years.
Yeah, but I've heard those stories where he'll just play ping pong with people for, like, hours until he beats everybody in the room.
Yeah. Well, he does approach each day.
Yes.
Anyway. All right, Greg, you have two picks.
Steal of the draft. I've got him number one on my board. Yes, I really don't like him based on his antics in the late 90s, but I will take Scott Frost. When he was the assistant coach at Oregon, my man power-cleaned LeGarrette Blount after that brawl with the Boise State. LeGarrette Blount was separated that by Scott Frost, who bear-hugged him from behind and picked him up and removed him from the situation.
Wow,
Scott Frost
good memory.
Running the option in practice with his players at UCF last year. He wore just a helmet. It was running down. He's got the wide swinging elbows. Look out. Scott Frost. Easy. He
Scott
was number one on
Frost.
My board.
All right. There you go.
All right.
And now, Greg, you have the first pick of the second round.
And, Stoney, I thought you were going to go in this direction. This is a guy who I thought, you know, has that kind of competitive fire. He's very young. Although, might be kind of more of a CEO type. I'll go to the land of 10,000 lakes. I will row the boat on those 10,000 lakes. I will select Philip John Fleck.
PJ Fleck. It's a PJ Fleck. All right, Stoney.
You know, I think he's all talk, that PJ
Fleck. Do you really?
I think he's all talk.
Okay.
I'm going to go with somebody who, to me, looks like he has some insane quality to him. Because I remember watching him before he got the job, and they showed him when he was running their defense. I'm going to go with Jim Harbaugh's opponent this week. Tom Allen. Of Indiana.
I kind of like that pick.
I wasn't sure whether to use him there, but in the first round, but I thought I could save him to round two, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah. My next pick is a guy who, to me, looks like a player. He looks like feisty, and maybe I'm looking a little bit too much at his general appearance, but I just like his disposition. I'm going to one of the real powers when you think about football. The Maryland Terrapins, and I'm taking Matt Canada.
Man, that was the one I was going to go with, Jamie.
You know what's amazing?
Doesn't he look like he's a little bit nuts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, also, it makes sense because you can't draft Captain America, so why can't you draft Mr. Canada?
That's right. True. It's a very good point. Yeah.
And I was thinking of Allen or Canada, too, and I decided to go with Allen. What's interesting is that if DJ Durkin was still around, I think DJ Durkin would have been either the first or second guy picked in the draft.
Really?
Because he's insane.
Yeah, but I think he's unstable. He's uncoachable.
Yeah, but that's okay to battle royal.
That's true. That's a good point. All right, we are in the midst of our Big Ten coaches draft for the free-for-all. This is actually going to be at halftime of the Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis. It's going to be really controversial. The two of the coaches are going to have to come out of the locker at halftime to participate. But I think it's going to be really, really good for exposure, right?
So it's fits against either Urban or Harbaugh.
Yes, exactly right. All right, so far the draft. And it's because Mike Leach of Washington State handicapped what a Pac-12 free-for-all would look like. So we're doing it for the Big Ten. Paul has so far drafted two players. No, one player, pardon me. Fat Pat Fitzgerald of Northwestern. I got Jeff Brohm of Purdue and Matt Canada of Maryland. Stoney has Jim Harbaugh and Tom Allen from Indiana. And Greg loves Scott Frost and PJ Fleck. Paul, we now have your second round pick. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I don't really have that much to work with left, honestly. So I'm going to go, I got like the ultimate badass guy with Pat Fitzgerald number one. So I'm going to go with the guy, because I need a guy that's going to play dirty. I need a guy that might fake a health issue to lure you in and play possum. So I'm going to go with Urban Meyer at Ohio State.
Good, you know, he's a good candidate to have that foreign object.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're right.
Fake a leg injury, when you lean over to help him up, he gets you.
I don't know. Urban Meyer to me is tired and just kind of like, yeah, he'll have others do the dirty work for him.
He'd be a masked wrestler called the Weasel.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, I was not aware that my wife was texting with the wife, you know, I don't know. But I guess you need a two-faced guy. All right, Paul, and you lead us off in the third round.
Well, for the third round, I'm going to go with a guy that I think is ultimately the ultimate bad guy. He's going to talk a lot of trash. He's going to get beaten up most of the match, most of the fight, but he might come out at the end, and that's James Franklin at Penn State.
Again, a bit of a phony, I think.
I think he'll lose track of how much time is left in the match.
All right, I hesitated taking this guy because my fear is that he'll have a hard time getting around the ring due to the fact that he's lugging around a massive chip on his shoulder during the entire match.
Yeah, damn.
But the guy just finds a way. You think he's dead. He's not dead. You count him out. You count him back in. Even his most ardent supporters turn against him, and he proves them wrong in the end. Give me Mark D. Antonio.
D'Antoni.
Thank you.
All right. You know, you said drag around like a heavy chip. My guy's going to drag around maybe a heavy stomach, which means if he gets on the top rope, if he can get on that, he might be able to actually win the match by just, you know, doing the cannonball drop from the top of the turn, top of the rope. Ladies and gentlemen, he's probably the heaviest in the conference. Lovie Smith.
Oh, come on. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Lovie and Ference were going to be the last two taken. I mean, that beard, that beard just, it's aged him about, I'm not sure he's still going to be alive for the Big Ten championship game. Lovie looks like Father Time.
But Lovie's I think he's the heaviest of them all.
Well, there's one other guy out there who packs a pretty heavy punch. Greg, you have the final pick in the regular draft.
All right, slim pickings here, although there is a guy that I actually have pretty rated pretty highly, actually in the middle of my board. I'll go with the elder statesman of the Big Ten. I still think he has some fire. I'll go with Kirk Ferentz.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Kirk Ferentz? Yeah. I mean, the only thing the guy who's going for him to me is the fact, like D'Antonio, it's like, okay, we're done with Ferentz. Nope, we're not done yet. Okay, now we're done with Ferentz. Nope, we're not done yet. He's like a cockroach. He just keeps sticking around. All right, because that leaves
Ash and Chris.
Yeah, Paul Chris, the head coach of Wisconsin. And Chris Ash, who I think should be just called Rutgers coach. Like, I mean, it's like he's just kind of a nondescript guy. So you and Greg each get an extra player. Greg, you get to go first.
I'll go Chris Ash.
Damn
Rutgers.
It.
Okay.
Who is a disciple of Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
Great. And Stoney, so you get Paul Chris.
I have Paul Chris. And the reason
Why are you so anti-Paul Chris?
Because he looks like he looks, out of all the 14 combatants, he's the one who absolutely positively does not even want to participate. He just is so laid back.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He just, you know.
Then why do you think Ferentz wants to? He is pretty laid back, too.
Ferentz got a little fire into him.
Okay.
I think.
All right. So what do you think? 248-539-9797. You don't have to assess our teams unless you want to.
But I want to know who you think would win, actually.
Who's the winner of all?
Not right. Exactly.
Here's the thing about Pat Fitzgerald, because he seems to be the consensus. I mean, we even got a text from our friend Marty who's like, it's got to be Fitz. It's Fitz. It's like, no. Fitz is really kind of a sweetheart. He's kind of a softy. I mean, he's a really nice guy. Like, here's a guy who brought Holly Rowe hot soup on the sideline when she was the sideline reporter for the Northwestern Notre Dame game, right?
Yeah.
Like, for all the weird bad blood, the Twitter wars, Harbaugh v. D'Antonio, Harbaugh v. Urban Meyer, Urban Meyer v. the world, Jeff Brom v. Harbaugh, Fitz likes everybody. Everybody likes Fitz. He's like the Tom Izzo of the Big Ten in terms of football. He's probably the most well-liked coach out there. I don't know if he's got a nasty
enough
streak.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
See, you know, like, you know, Harbaugh, to me, besides his competitiveness, most people don't like him. So he's got that heel quality.
He's got the heel quality, but don't you think the heel quality would bring out the worst? Like, if D'Antonio or Urban Meyer had a chance to take a cheap shot at Harbaugh, there would be a haymaker. Don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
There's also a chance he might get distracted by some khakis.
There's a chance he might just get distracted by, like, a slight breeze off to the left, too,
see,
right?
See, but if he's in a one-on-one situation with anybody, the opponent doesn't think he's paying attention to him because he's like me sometimes. He doesn't look like in the eye. He looks all over the place.
He's not.
But that's a distraction.
No, but he's not paying attention. That's again, watch the Amazon series. There were times during the game where I don't think he was necessarily paying attention. He's not as locked in as some of the other guys. I don't know. Greg's pick. The thing is, the conference is chock full of mid-40 kind of doughy guys.
Or mid-50s even.
Not really. If you look at the ages, because I looked at the guy. Right. I was curious about the ages.
Okay, so Fitz,
Fitzgerald,
Brom,
Frost, Fleck, Allen, Canada, Christ, and Ash are all, I would say, 40-somethings.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're all kind of...
Franklin probably is too, right?
Yeah, Franklin's a relatively young man, isn't he? I mean, that's the thing. The turnover in the conference, obviously, Kirk Ferentz is the longest tenured coach in the Big Ten. Pat Fitzgerald is second. D'Antonio's probably third, right?
No,
I said Fitz.
Fitz is first.
No, Ferentz is first. Fitz is second.
D'Antonio's third.
Yeah. And then after that, who is? Urban Meyer?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that tells you how much turnover there's been in the conference. I don't know. Greg, who do you think? So you think Frost would win?
Oh, I like Scott Frost immensely.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, Harbaugh does
save that drop.
Yeah. Harbaugh does play catch with gloves on. He does wear cleats to coach football, which not many coaches out there do.
Correct.
He is legendarily competitive.
You know, he's done cannonballs before off the high dive.
He hit a softball out of the softball diamond at Michigan off a tee. Twice.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He did. They had contest a couple years ago, which that's not easy to do. That shows amazing hand-eye coordination and amazing athletic ability.
Yeah. So I'm okay with my pick.
Okay. So Stoney's team is Harbaugh, Allen, and and Lovie Smith and Paul Christ. Paul's team is Pat Fitzgerald, Urban Meyer, and James Franklin. My team is Jeff Brohm, Matt Canada, and Mark D'Antonio. I kind of like my team.
I kind of like your team, too.
I don't have a weak link there.
Well, either this Greg has Frost, Fleck. See, Fleck's all talk.
I don't know. Let's not forget, Fleck has suited up in full pads, helmet, and everything else. Fleck did the whole jump on top of his team in the locker room after they won the MAC championship game. Fleck does row the boat. I mean, there's a lot to like about Fleck.
Yeah, but now I don't know this because I've never measured all the Big Ten coaches.
You haven't?
But he's probably the smallest of them, right?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. And the most questionable dresser. He would probably have the most flamboyant outfit.
Probably.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, so we'll get some ticket texts on this. I can't wait to read all the people who hate what we just did and love what we just did. It'll probably be at the same reaction that we got to the superhero draft. Coming up at 8:35, we have Red Wing tickets to give away to see the Wings take on the Buffalo Sabres next week at the LCA. It's the Saturday night of Thanksgiving weekend, which is always a very festive night as well. So we'll give tickets away to that game at 8:35. Heather Park has news coming up next on 97.1 The Tickets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.